This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us. Skype will give you the toll-free numbers and Skype username, and you can join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind with you in studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
So, of course, as always, lots of interesting stuff in the news to discuss. Daryl, you and I actually marked the same story independently of one another for show prep here tonight.
Yes.
It's usually a good indicator. It's something that we should talk about. Of course, you can talk about anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. As we jump into the story here, you've got it from the Associated Press, but still to come tonight, I did want to talk about the case, the Silk Road case, which we just scratched the surface on last night, never really got into the meat of the story. You can, again, bring up anything that you want. So that is coming up, the Silk Road update. But first, Daryl, let's talk about another court case that is even worse news than the Silk Road conviction.
Yeah, so let me actually, before getting into the story from the Associated Press, I love going to SCOTUS blog because they put things into plain English, and they actually have a section on their website called In Plain English.
Nice.
And so let me read their brief description of this case. It's Utah v. Streif, where there was a guy that was stopped for essentially jaywalking, and the cops said, give us ID. They did a name check, found out they had there was a warrant for this guy, did a pat down of him, found that he had some paraphernalia on him, and he sued saying that everything should be thrown out because it was an illegal stop to begin with.
Why? For jaywalking?
I don't know the details on that, and they didn't actually use the term jaywalking in their brief write-up.
But generally, if something is an illegal search or stop and some kind of contraband, for instance, is found in whatever the search is, it usually means that, if it was illegal, that it should be thrown out because of fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine.
Right. So the state argued
that they'll give you the weed back.
Of course not.
They're supposed to throw out the charges. Anyway, go ahead.
The state, on the other hand, argued, no, the search was subsequent to finding out that there was a warrant, so therefore valid.
Hmm.
And the brief sentence here that they have where they were putting out, brief snippets of the various court cases that had the rulings announced today, they said, Justice Thomas was next with the opinion in Utah v. Streif about an admittedly unlawful investigatory stop of a Utah man by police who determined the man was wanted on an outstanding warrant, which led to a search that found illegal methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Thomas writes for the 5-3 court that the drug evidence need not be suppressed because the link between the unconstitutional stop and the discovery of the drugs is too attenuated under the court's Fourth Amendment doctrine. So let's now get into the actual story from the Associated Press about this horrible, horrible decision. The AP says a divided Supreme Court bolstered police powers on Monday, ruling that evidence of a crime in some cases may be used against a defendant, even if the police did something wrong or illegal to obtain it.
That's terrible news.
The 5-3 decision drew heated dissent from liberal justices who warned that the outcome would encourage police to violate people's rights. The ruling comes in a case in which police detective illegally stopped defendant Joseph Edward Streif on the streets of South Salt Lake City, Utah. A name check revealed an outstanding warrant. Police detective Doug Fackrell arrested Streif and routinely searched him, finding he was carrying methamphetamine. The case raised the question of whether the valid warrant outweighs the stop, which was illegal because Fackrell lacked any reasonable suspicion that Streif had been violating the law. It was the court's latest case that questions whether evidence should be thrown out of court because the police did something wrong or illegal that led to the discovery of the evidence. Justice Clarence Thomas said for the court that the officers' actions were not a flagrant violation of the law. Quote, while Officer Fackrell's decision to initiate the stop was mistaken, his conduct thereafter was lawful.
Wow.
Yeah, and you may recall there was the
So because he didn't beat the guy to death, then it's okay.
That there was the decision a couple of years ago that ruled that if police misinterpret the law to stop and arrest somebody, that's okay too.
Good faith exception? Is that what that was called?
They expanded that very broadly. Yeah. To where, you know, oh, well, I thought the law said blah, 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 but it actually says this other thing, but doesn't matter because we caught you for something else.
Right. And wasn't this a 5-3 decision?
5-3, yeah.
Yeah. And so weren't there a bunch of people who were making a big to-do about the guy who died recently from the Supreme Court? Like, my God, it's going to make such a big difference. And here, well, you have a majority of the court ruling in favor of the police state. It wasn't even a tie, you know, breaker kind of thing.
Right. Well, there had been a couple of court decisions that were ties, 4-4. Mm-hmm. Which just means that whatever the most recent ruling was stands. It does not set national precedent because there was no court opinion one way or the other at the Supreme Court level.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor said in dissent that the decision is a blow to constitutional rights. She says, the court today holds that the discovery of a warrant for an unpaid parking ticket will forgive a police officer's violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. Sotomayor wrote that. She was joined by Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
So now any cop with a hunch can stop somebody in the streets, demand identification from them on some false pretense, and then if they have a warrant or whatever, then that's a legitimate stop, basically, is my understanding.
That's how I read this. And remember, there was also the decision, I think about a year ago, that the court ruled that if police say they want to search your house, and then for whatever reason you are removed from the house, even if it's, oh, we arrest you for disorderly conduct because you're not letting us come into your house, then they can search the house without a warrant if somebody else says, yeah, it's okay.
Right.
The story here continues in a portion of her opinion, her being Sonia Sotomayor. And I think there were two because Sotomayor was only joined by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it was a 5-3 decision. So okay. I believe there were two dissents on this. In a portion of Sotomayor's opinion that expressed only her own view, she described the humiliations of unjustified police searches and said that people of color are disproportionate victims of this type of scrutiny.
Yeah, just...
And she's absolutely right.
Look at Stop and Frisk in New York City. I believe they do it in D.C., Philadelphia, where police will just stop somebody on the streets and give them a pat-down.
Yes.
And it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, they call them Terry stops.
Yeah, it seems so just unbelievably wrong. And for the longest time, the cops were supposed to have some evidence to be able to search someone or to stop someone or have, at the very least, reasonable suspicion, not probable cause, because reasonable suspicion is the lower level.
Yes.
And then probable cause is the higher level prior to arrest.
Yeah, reasonable suspicion is you fit the description.
Of someone who, whatever.
Well, everybody fits the damn description.
So, yeah, we've certainly seen the police use... snake their way around the existing structures, but this basically blows it right out of the water. As long as the cop was, you know, had good intentions now, apparently it's okay to break the law.
Justice Elena Kagan filed a separate dissent in which she said that the ruling creates unfortunate incentives for the police, indeed practically invites them to do what Fackrell did. The fourth member of the supposed liberal wing of the court, Justice Stephen Breyer, joined the four conservatives to form a majority on the 8-justice court. The issue is especially significant, Sotomayor said, because outstanding warrants are increasingly common. And, yeah, like, pretty much everybody that's ever lived for more than, I don't know, 5 to 10 years probably has a warrant for something.
Just because there's so much that's illegal, even though you're not actually hurting anybody. There's more to the story, I imagine. We'll continue
more, yeah,
here, and you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. What do you do about this? This is a massive expansion of police search and, you know, detention powers. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl telling us a disturbing story about a new Supreme Court decision, 5-3, where the court and correct me if I'm misinterpreting this, Daryl, decided that the police can make a mistake when they, you know, see you on the streets and decide that you've done something illegal, and even if they were wrong about that or whatever.
We think you may have done something, now let's run a check for warrants, and, oh, there's a warrant, so now we're going to search you, and, oh, you've got a little bit of cannabis on you, and now you're going to jail.
Yeah, and so apparently this guy was picked up for, what was it, jaywalking or something like that?
Something along those lines.
And I guess that...
crossing the street, and they were like, that's an illegal cross of the street.
Well, I guess it was a legal cross was the argument.
Correct.
Here, and so the cops shouldn't have done what they did, but they did it anyway, because the cops know that there really isn't any kind of penalty for them. Even if they'd lost this case, even if the Supreme Court had done a reverse ruling from what it actually did, what it did was increase police powers, and we'll talk more about that. But even if they had ruled in the favor of the people in this case, if they'd ruled correctly and said, nope, you're going to have to throw that evidence out, it was found illegally because the arrest, the initial contact, was based on an illegal, you know, hunch, or
right.
Not hunch, but an illegal theory.
Illegal contact, basically.
Well, it's not illegal to contact somebody as an officer, but the pretense of this was certainly false.
Technically is contact.
Correct.
But saying, hello, give me your identification,
that's
without reason.
Correct.
That's an illegal contact.
Yeah. And so what the court said here was that, well, even though they did something illegal, they did it with the best of intentions, and so therefore, no, we're going to uphold the search that followed, even though it should have been thrown out. And had they made the decision to go ahead and throw out the search and say, oh, this is fruit of the poisonous tree, you know, we've got to uphold the rule of law here and make sure that the police know what they're doing before they go in and do this stuff. Even if they ruled correctly, the officer in question would not have gotten any more, probably wouldn't have even gotten a tongue lashing. He wouldn't have gotten any kind of verbal rebuke. But that would be about the worst thing that would happen to this officer, would be some higher up would say, now, Timmy, you need to make sure that you double check, cross your T's and dot your I's before you conduct a search on somebody. And it's not like that's going to happen. The cops know they can get away with this stuff, so they just try it. They just keep on trying and pushing the envelope and destroying as many people's rights as they possibly can, because for the individual officers in question, there's almost never any kind of individual consequence.
So I found some more backstory on this case, and this is very important. That way we're not just speculating of what happened.
All right, good.
The police in South Salt Lake, Utah, received an anonymous tip that a particular house was being used to sell narcotics. Over the course of the next week, Detective Doug Fackrell watched the house off and on from his unmarked car to see if he could spot any suspicious activity. He saw some modestly suspicious stuff, occasional short-term foot traffic in and out of the house, but nothing big. After watching the house for a total of about 3 hours over the week, Fackrell decided to stop the next person who exited the house to ask some questions.
Okay.
That happened to be Mr. Streif. Fackrell stopped Streif in a nearby parking lot, asked for his ID, and then had dispatch run a warrant check. Dispatch told Fackrell that there was a small traffic warrant. Fackrell arrested Streif on the traffic warrant, searched him, incident to the arrest, and found meth and drug paraphernalia. He was then charged with drug-related offenses.
All right.
Streif moved to suppress the evidence found in the search, incident to the arrest. He argued, and the state conceded, that the initial stop was illegal.
Why? I guess it's not clear, because that telling of the story says that he only asked him for ID.
He asked for ID, and
it doesn't sound like he was writing him a ticket for jaywalking or whatever the original story.
Right. No, that was my understanding of when I had read something very briefly about he stopped a guy crossing the street.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, crossing the street, jaywalking.
Oh, okay.
No, so he stopped and basically said, "I'm going to need to see some ID, sir."
Not illegal. Well, if he said it that way, it depends on how he says it, I think.
Under Terry, which is the Terry v. Ohio case, of they're allowed to stop for whatnot, The police need reasonable suspicion. But Fackrell had, all he had was a generic anonymous tip and some foot traffic in and out of a building. Plus, Streif being the next person who left the building, Fackrell had no individualized suspicion about Streif. Well, his suspicion was about that house, not about a specific right. person who left that house. The state responded. The state conceded it was an illegal stop. Never should have happened.
That's interesting to me. I don't know why they conceded that.
However, they responded that the exclusionary rule should not apply. The existence of the warrant was an intervening event. And the state argued that broke the chain of causation between the illegal stop and the discovery of the evidence.
Mm.
And, well, now the court has ruled that, yeah, it's okay to, you know, break the law as long as you wind up, you know, finding something in the end.
Well, I guess that, you know, based on the fact that the prosecution said, yes, this was an illegal stop, that's enough to believe that it was an illegal stop. I wish I knew more about what was illegal about it, because it's my understanding there was...
Let me reread here.
Okay.
What SCOTUS blog wrote in, you know, plain non-legal yeah. words, under Terry, the police need reasonable suspicion to stop a specific person. In this case, all the police had was a generic anonymous tip.
Right? Or was he driving away?
Walking. It's not illegal to walk down the street.
It's also not, it's my understanding.
It's not illegal to walk out of an apartment.
Right, but it's also not illegal for a cop to say, excuse me, can I see your identification, please?
That depends on the state, sir.
Really?
There are some states that the police need reasonable, articulable suspicion that you have violated a law in order to ask for ID.
In order to just ask for it?
Yes.
Because there's a difference when a police officer demands something and asks something.
They're always going to ask in a demanding fashion. Even when they're demanding,
right.
they're going to say, I'm going to need to see some.
Right, versus I'm going to have to ask for you to show me your ID, which also sounds like a demand, but ultimately is just a request. So,
but again,
no.
Under Terry, which is what they use for the stop and frisk in New York City and Philly and a bunch of other places, they need reasonable suspicion. All he had was a generic anonymous tip about a house and some foot traffic in and out of the house.
Yeah.
Streif was the next person that left the building. So he went off of an anonymous tip and, oh, here's the person leaving the building that I'm looking at. Not articulable suspicion, not reasonable suspicion that this person did a thing, just there's an anonymous tip, so I'm going to stop the next person. State admitted that was an illegal stop.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So the illegal stop led to a search, which led to finding evidence of drugs.
Well, the illegal stop led to finding a warrant
which
led
to
an
arrest, which led to a search. And then all of that was upheld by the Supreme Court. You can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the air here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can also talk about some examples of police misbehavior. There's apparently a video. We watched a brief moment of it before the show here tonight where Shaquille O'Neal gets his head stomped into the pavement by the police. So not even being a, you know, famous star will prevent you from being attacked by some of these psychopaths with badges. And also the latest on the Silk Road case. That's all on the way here tonight on Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Daryl, you're sharing with us news story about a Supreme Court case and a disturbing one where the court ruled 5-3 that the police can use an illegal stop to garner evidence against somebody, ultimately arresting them. In this case, the man had a warrant for a minor motor vehicle violation, which led to
wasn't
an arrest.
Wasn't even a minor, I guess technically a outstanding parking ticket is a minor motor vehicle violation.
Was that what it was, an outstanding parking ticket?
Yes.
So for that, he was then searched, and they found that he had drugs on him, so that led to more charges. Ultimately, the Supreme Court let all of those charges stand, and the search and the charges, the subsequent charges, let it all stand, even though the police did something illegal to get them to that point.
Yes.
And that's the disturbing story. You've got more from that. Go ahead.
There
Darryl.
Is
then,
more.
Then I do want to talk about when the police can ask versus demand ID.
Sotomayor, who wrote one of the dissenting opinions, said that the issue is especially significant because outstanding warrants are increasingly common. In one prominent example, the Justice Department's 2015 report that faulted police practices in Ferguson, Missouri, found that 16,000 out of Ferguson's 21,000 residents had an outstanding warrant. Many of those outstanding warrants, like Streif's, were for unpaid traffic fines, penalties that would not result in jail time. Mm-hmm. The argument made by Streif supporters is that in places with so many outstanding warrants, officers have a good chance of randomly stopping someone who has not paid a fine for a minor infraction. But Justice Thomas, in his majority opinion, said that the officer's discovery of the arrest warrant attenuated the connection between the unlawful stop and the evidence seized incident to the arrest. Now, there's a couple paragraphs here from the dissent, from Sotomayor's dissent, that I want to read because they're very important.
And this you've pulled directly from the court ruling?
Yes.
Okay.
She writes, "For generations, black and brown parents have given their children the talk, instructing them never to run down the street, always keep their hands where they can be seen, do not even think of talking back to a stranger, all out of fear of how an officer with a gun will react. By legitimizing the conduct that produces this double consciousness, this case tells everyone, white and black, guilty and innocent, then an officer can verify your legal status at any time. It says your body is subject to invasion while courts excuse the violations of your rights. It implies that you are not a citizen of a democracy, but the subject of a carceral state just waiting to be cataloged. We must not pretend that the countless people who are routinely targeted by police are isolated. They are the canaries in the coal mine whose deaths, civil and literal, warn us that no one can breathe in this atmosphere."
That is very good. And there are, these are not occasional at all. In cities like New York, I believe the numbers were around 200,000 stop and frisks per year.
Well, there's like 10 million people in New York City, plus all the visitors, so it's just isolated, Ian.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's not happening in Manhattan. It's likely happening in some of the other areas of New York City.
Yeah, Bronx, Queens.
Yeah. Very disturbing stuff here. You can share your thoughts. Toll-free number 855-453. I've got some information from FlexYourRights.org. Now, they're a good organization. They've made some videos over the years that sort of fictionalize police encounters. I guess dramatize is a better word. Dramatize police encounters.
This is a dramatization.
Right. They've got actors, and they play as though it were a real situation. What do you do in these circumstances? What do you do if the cops pull you over versus stop you on the streets? What are the different rights that the police have? And what can they do legally? And, of course, all this information is being updated, so their old videos may need to get an update.
That's what I was going to ask, is how new is this information? Because it was, I think, 5 years ago, might have been six, when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that in order to actually exercise your right to remain silent, you must violate that by telling the police that you are exercising your right to remain silent.
I don't think that one was 5 years ago. That feels like that was 2 or 3 years ago maximum. Anyway, this story mentions 2013, so it's at least that recent.
Okay.
It itself does not have a date. And I'll give you some details from it here. The question is, when can police ask for ID? But first, let's go to the phones here to Sarah, listening in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, you know, I thought that we actually had a smoke ordinance for the bus stop, but it turns out that it was never an ordinance. It was just an executive order from the mayor at that time. So the mayor decided there was no smoking at the bus stops and city property, but when we got Republican Mayor Barry, that ordinance, you know, blew away like a smoke. So, there's no code of smoking at the bus stop now. I mean,
well, it sounds like there never was. The mayor doesn't get to just write county code or city ordinances. You know, that has to go through some kind of process, usually with a city council, prior to a mayor being able to, depending on the political structure of the area, either enforce it or sign it or, you know, whatever that mayor does. In some cases, like here in Keene, the mayor only can cast a tie-breaking vote. So the mayor is actually a pretty weak position in the Keene government. But in other ones, you know, the mayors sign off on things, as I understand it.
It's kind of peculiar because I don't even know what literally happened, because if people were to call the bus security and complain that somebody is smoking at the bus stop, they used to, like 10 years
That's
ago.
That's you. You do that, don't you, Sarah? You're a snitch, aren't you?
Well, you know what? At that time, you were not supposed to smoke at the bus stop.
You snitched, though, didn't you? How many times did you call the cops on people?
On the... I never really have, but, I mean, they would
never really have? What does it mean when you say you never really have?
I think I never really tried. Maybe I don't remember. But I
don't remember now.
They would come out and put them out smoking at the bus stop, you know, like 8 years ago. I don't know whether I did or not.
If you were a snitch, would you admit to it?
Well, I think I would admit to it because,
yeah,
you know,
even though snitches are the lowest of the low, like, oh, I guess not quite as bad as rapists and murderers, but they're like in the bottom three. So that might, you know, maybe that.
Everybody has to stop at the bus stop. Do you like smelling cigarettes while you're standing there?
Well, I don't have to stop at the bus stop because I don't take your bus.
You know what I like least? I mean, I don't enjoy smelling cigarette smoke. It's not particularly pleasant.
Oh, it's absolutely disgusting.
But you know what I like less, Sarah? Fascism. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number and snitches. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So here's a bit of detail from the folks over at Flexure Rights, flexurerights.org.
And the case that I was talking about where the Supreme Court ruled that you must verbalize your right to remain silent was from 2010. It was,
wow, God, it doesn't feel like it was that long
Bergwies
ago.
V. Tompkins, where Tompkins was the guy that had been arrested, had been remaining silent, and then at some point, like, he shrugged his shoulders or made some kind of noise. And they're like, aha! You've spoken, so therefore we got you.
It's crazy. It's hard to believe that was 5 years ago.
Six years.
So, anyway, FlexureRights.org. You had said, Daryl, that this prosecutor in the case that the Supreme Court recently ruled on expanding police powers, the prosecutor admitted that the stop was illegal, that what they did to the man who was exiting an alleged drug house to stop him and harass him and ultimately arrest him, the pretense for the stop was illegal, or the stop itself was somehow illegal.
Yes.
I wish I knew more about why that was, because ultimately...
Because they did not have reasonable suspicion on the street.
To contact somebody on the street, the police do not need reasonable suspicion to talk to you. Now, you don't have to stop unless you're being detained, my understanding. We'll talk more about it here in moments, and we'll check in with Flex Your Rights as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed. The kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever's on your mind, right here, toll free. 855-453. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. 855-450-3733 with you in studio tonight. Ian here.
And Daryl.
So you've missed the health care deadline and don't have any form of health care? Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. They've got an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, which gives you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call them at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org and get your free estimate. Let's go to Patrick in Arizona. More about your rights, what few of them remain when it comes to dealing with the police here in moments. But Patrick, go ahead, sir. You're on the air listening to K-Talks. Oh.
I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, most cases, that police officer was wrong. I'll admit that. First of all, he should have never taken it on himself to pull that guy over. Should have called up, either asked for a backup or his sergeant if it was okay. If it was okay, if he could approach this guy. And they talk about those things quite a bit in briefings.
Why would a cop have to do that? I mean, look, I'm all in favor of, you know, ending the police state, but my understanding of what they are allowed to do is they can make their own decisions about who to go after for whatever reasons. I mean, as long as it's legal, supposedly. They don't need to ask permission from their higher-ups every time they want to pull somebody over.
Or in this case, the guy was walking down the sidewalk.
Right.
Yeah, and he saw the guy out of a house that they were, he was on a two-hour, you said he was there. I'm correct. The story was waiting 2 hours watching that house.
The cop was there 3 hours over a period of a week, I believe.
Yes, 3 hours over the period of a week.
First of all, he's overstepping his bounds. Unless there was a permit investigation going on where they were watching it or he was assigned to that particular duty, which it sounds to me like he was taking on an investigation on his own.
He was the detective. According to the case, he was the detective assigned to investigate an anonymous tip about a drug house.
Yeah,
I mean, you're making a lot of claims here, Patrick. What's your source for this information? Because it sounds like a lot of misinformation to me.
No, because when you go into briefing in the mornings, when you go to your morning briefings, the first thing
are you a law enforcement officer?
Yeah, I've talked to you before, and I've called twice before, and we've talked.
Okay.
I'm in Arizona. I mean, the only reason we're pulling people over right now or stopping people is it's 128 degrees out here, and we're trying to get them to a shelter or give them water. That's all we've been doing all day, getting people so that they don't die out here. But in that particular case,
that sounds
kind
of nice of you and everything, but ultimately, if you're pulling somebody over and it's hot outside, what are you using as your probable cause or reasonable suspicion, rather, to pull somebody over? The fact that they've got a window down makes you think they don't have air conditioning or what?
We're talking people walking on the streets, pushing carts. We've been getting them to shelters today, and we've been
getting. So you're targeting people that you believe are homeless.
Homeless that can die of heat exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just trying to look out to make sure that nobody's out there suffering a heat stroke. But
okay.
That's good, I guess.
On the one hand, yes, but I've got a question for you, Patrick. And I realize it's, you know, about 30 degrees cooler here in New Hampshire than it is in Arizona, but I walked to the post office today. Would I have been stopped if I were walking in downtown Phoenix?
In Phoenix right now with the heat alerts going, I don't know, probably not because Phoenix is more metropolitan. We're more rural out here in Mojave County, so we have a lot of people that we don't have bus systems like you would have out in Phoenix and stuff where they can get on the bus where it's AC or anything.
So
like
tell me,
that.
Right?
It
but
like?
it's half a mile from where I live to the post office. I'm not going to take a bus to go that far.
If you were telling me you were going walking to the post office, I would just say, have a nice day. I mean, you know, that's because I've been doing this a long time. It sounds to me like this was a rookie cop, and I'll be straight up with you.
He was a detective.
You don't become a detective right off the street.
No, but you got to understand one thing. If he's out to try to make a name for himself,
mm-hmm.
You got gung-ho detectives, too, okay? And we experience them. The senior officers experience them. I've been doing it a long time. I hope to retire because I'm sick of being typecast as a cop. But the fact is, you know, sometimes these guys, like this detective that was watching it, if he doesn't have any real probable cause, you're right. It's an illegal search. You have to have something tangible to actually go after a person.
I tend to agree with you there. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court has now ruled that a cop who makes an honest mistake, that information can be upheld. That information is valid, whatever that cop gleans from that honest mistake.
As long as the mistake, according to Justice Clarence Thomas, is not purposeful or a flagrant violation of the person's rights.
So as long as the cop can claim ignorance and prove
that. Yeah, and you'd be surprised at how many of them do it. But you did bring up a good point.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There are things that officers can have. The use of force. Anytime you pat somebody down or anything else, or even if you're detaining them on a hood, that's use of force. It requires a use of force report that has to be submitted to your superior within 24 hours that you detained this person, you patted him down and everything else, and that's where a lot of people get it misunderstood. if he did an illegal, like he said, search and everything, immediately a sergeant is to pull him off the streets. I mean, he's always got a, whether it's a captain, lieutenant, or anything else, a detective has a chain of command he's got to go through.
Now, and how much paperwork? It sounds like there's a lot of paperwork involved for, you know, giving somebody a Terry search or patting them down for some reason. How much paperwork is involved to say I feared for my life and to put a bullet in somebody's back?
That's a use of force, but then you have to actually prove that you were threatened, that you had exhausted all your resources to resolve the situation peacefully. Okay, you have to prove that your life was threatened at that particular time. This is what you guys have been talking some real good points on the air lately about this. There are four major things that you have to prove in order to do this. Now, I've noticed lately that, in the news and everything, people have been jumping the gun. I mean, first of all,
you know, it's interesting listening to you, Patrick, because you seem like a guy who cares about the rules. You know, you want to do things by the book. And,
the book changes every day, and we have to stay up on that stuff. And I'm telling you right now, I have my use of force.
It sounds like you may have a strict department where these rules are actually enforced within the department. But let me tell you, we've had, and I can appreciate where you're coming from, and if you're doing the right thing out there more often than not, then thank you for that. But there are so many stories where the police are completely found to be justified in shooting someone to death or stomping them to death or whatever,
that there was
simply because the cop claims they felt scared. Not that they can prove that they were scared, because how can you prove that? All you can do is claim it.
That there was the story where I think it was like a 80-pound, 17-year-old autistic kid that the parents had called the cops for some reason, like he wouldn't take his meds. Two police were there, had the kid on the ground. A third police officer showed up, says, "We don't have time for this ass," pulled out his gun and shot the kid in the chest right in front of his parents.
And what happened to that cop?
He got a vacation.
Can I give you guys, I have my card of what we have to actually prove, that this is through the federal government. Use of force assessment and consideration. Ability doesn't.
Yeah, hang on, Patrick. I'll let you continue here in moments. Patrick, law enforcement officer, he says, in Arizona, 855-453, hour number two, coming up on Free Talk Live.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.